Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Thank you very much. For joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Arki Chankuti back on the show. Arki is the CEO of the Learning Center, where he helps people understand the foundation that the trust is in so many parts of our lives. He's the author of Built on Trust, and for 12 years now. This is our 12th anniversary we're celebrating with Arki. For 12 years, he's been our trust expert, and we couldn't do without him. Arki, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Arki, you said that you believe that the trust deficit that we've amassed, I'm saying it's been 20 years going on, at least 20 years, but certainly any casual observer could say in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
And I'm not a casual observer. I don't have a life, so I pay attention to these things.
Right.
But too. A casual observer, someone with a life, would have to say last 4 or 5 years, the trust deficit has become palpable, and you say it's hurting the economy. Talk to us about that.
Well, yes. Well, first, let's define trust. It's a dual concept. It's confidence, that's the subjective emotional part,
yeah,
backed up by a track record, that's the statistical part. So that's important to keep mm-hmm. in mind. And those two things work together.
I can feel justified in my expectation of performance by whatever it is the object of my trust, whether it's Arki or my a member of Congress or my or some a customer or an employee.
Yes, that's right. So you know that I'm going to make good on my promises. First, I'm going to make clear promises with closure points, end points, and so forth. And if I don't, you can promise me, and I will. And then I'm going to keep those promises or alert you the instant I know I can't make a different agreement with
right.
you. So it creates that confidence.
That's trust in action.
That's right. And that's critical. Now, without that, if you don't have that, people resort to a belief, a system instead. For instance, if a boat sails out in the ocean and reaches the horizon in this straight line, and it keeps going and it disappears, and that's a new phenomenon for our fishing village hundreds of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and then that boat never comes back.
Obviously, it fell over the edge.
That's right. We begin to lose trust in the world. And now we have an emotional investment in that thing because, you know, there were loved ones and we need the fish to eat, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. So we develop a flat world type belief.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happens. It happens institutionally. It happens with the small business
but sometimes
that we have. And it's a kind of a, see, trust is work. Belief is something that you can just kind of put it on automatic pilot, and then you collect evidence that fits your belief.
But both parties have to be invested in trust.
That's correct.
Arki, let me stick something in here. Both parties, if for trust to prevail, for trust to endure, both parties have to have an interest in maintaining that trust, and so. So when you have somebody like Barney Frank,
mm-hmm.
who goes on television in July of 2008 saying, don't worry about your investment in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, those are solid companies, and 2 months later they both are bankrupt, they both fail and have to be bailed out by hundreds of billions of dollars, that's a man, I'm going to call him out, Barney Frank, congressman from Massachusetts, that's a man who's not invested in my trust of him.
Well,
because
okay,
he lied.
I don't know about that particular example, but a thing like that
That's not some esoteric example, Archie. That happened. I mean, people know that. People saw him saying that. We have records of that. My point is, he wasn't invested in our trust in him.
Any place where there is a trusted official and makes a statement that he or she is supposed to know about, mm-hmm. and then, for whatever reason, that turns out not to be true, that's hugely damaging.
Yeah.
Because there's our statistic. There's our track record.
Exactly. But if it's my neighbor who I share a piece of property line with, that's one thing, because I only that's only that one guy over there. But if it is somebody who's running, who represents an institution, that's when it gets to be magnified.
That's correct.
We're going to talk about some other and folk, and that's where it starts to have an impact on the macro. In this case, the economy, which is what Archie is proposing. And I agree with him. 22, right back with Archie Ciancuti. Dr. Archie Ciancuti. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.